everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning committee meeting here at the Exmouth Town Hall on Monday the 10th of June at 6 p.m. Before I start the agenda, I've just got one item, and this is from a change of member on the planning committee. As you recall, planning members were asked to go to the training at East Devon District Council, which Ollie Daly did attend, and he's actually been successful in being on DMC at East Devon District Council. So therefore, because there may be a possible position where he might prejudice himself on this committee before he goes to DMC, has asked to change. So as it is a position that is a Green councillor, I've agreed with Lisa that that place can be replaced by Mike Rosser. So I just want to inform members that as from this evening, we've got the change of member. I realise it's a different ward, and I realise probably there may be an issue there, but the Litland ward is a larger ward, and therefore I felt that that was appropriate that we had a member, a further member from Litland, and I'm happy with that because Tim obviously is representing town, so as well as Joe. So is everybody happy that we can accept that change to the planning membership, please?
Thank you.
So I'll now move on to agenda. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Tim Dumper, who's on twinning duty, and Councillor Joe Whibley. Any other? No, thank you. Now moves on to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting, as we have one person wishing to speak in this particular part. Representations, as members are aware, are taken before we discuss a particular planning application. Representations are up to 3 minutes, and speakers, obviously, if they could begin by confirming whether they're for or against, but I think this is probably information that you're giving committee, is it, rather than either an objection or... Yeah. So, Councillor Eileen Ragg wishes to speak in respect to planning application 19/1079, major reserve matters, junction between Alexander Terrace and the Esplanade Environment Agency, reserve matters application for the installation of flood walls and gates and associated landscaping for the flood defence works and Alexandra Terrace Junction, seeking approval for access, appearance, landscaping, layout and scale pursuant to hybrid planning application 18/2174, major outline for the Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme. Councillor Rapp.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you. Just to say that, I am a member of DMC at East Devon, and the delegate decision will be made tomorrow morning, and I intend to be there at 9 o'clock or that. I had a meeting on Friday with residents from the residents' reps from Morton Crescent, and then went on to one at Camperdown Terrace. Environment Agency, Team Van Oord and East Devon engineers were there. Now, all three agencies have really taken on board the concerns of the residents, which way the gates should slide, the wall, the entrances, the emergency vehicle access, all various concerns, and they, in my view, have accommodated the wishes of the residents and addressed those concerns. And so the residents seemed pretty happy that they said they felt that they had been listened to. So I, and any other amendments to the designs will be taken on board by the whole team. So I think it's a real team effort between the agencies concerned and the residents. We then moved on to Camperdown Terrace, and I have to say, I was very alarmed to hear that asbestos has been uncovered over there. That should have been revealed. It must have been known during the remedial works on King George V ground, which had recently become Imperial Recreation ground, but it is King George V. That must have been known at that time. it was an extensive and expensive undertaking that East Devon agreed to, and frankly I'm wondering if they should be entitled to a refund. I believe that public safety has been compromised. Now, I wasn't going to say anything about this, but it floated to the top of my mind in the last hour or so, and I thought, you know, this is quite serious, because as well, there's been the Sea Cadets building that's been built as well, and it's right at the rear of there, and safety, I believe, is compromised. And if you go down there, you can actually see the sheets of asbestos, they're in the open. And when you think of the public events that take place on King George V ground, fairs, festivals, all sorts of things, I think it's something that it is a serious public concern and should be addressed. And I look to this council to put pressure on the whole thing being remedied as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairman. I think that's all I have to say. But if you could support, I think the residents are happy with what's going on with the tidal defence scheme. Of course, this has been a long time in coming, as you know. You know, when I was on town council and county council, I was very keen for this work to go ahead, and was very alarmed when the cost quadrupled. And so really pleased, because we remember the floods from 1960, when boats were being rowed down through the colony, rescuing people from upstairs windows. So that can't be allowed to happen again. I'm pleased that the town council seem to be very supportive of what's going on. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Eileen. I'm glad you mentioned the gates, because that's the item that came up last week when we were talking about the Morton Crescent and the walls, and that's the one issue that Councillor Dunker raised with us, was the gates and the way they were opening. So I'm glad that's been resolved, because that's the one issue I had.
That has been resolved, so that that's fine. They won't be losing their car parking spaces. They're really, really looking good.
Thank you. So, members, this is planning application 19, B1079, major reserve matters, junction between Alexander Terrace and the Esplanade, the Environment Agency. Reserve matters application for the installation of flood walls and gates and associated landscaping for the flood defence works and the Alexander Terrace junction, seeking the approval of access appearance, landscaping, layout and scale pursuant to hybrid planning application, planning permission 18, B2174, major outline for the Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. We have no members from the town present this evening. Any comments? Councillor Toy.
I'd just like to make one comment. The documentation said that the arrangements for opening and closing the floodgates would be arranged by Devon County Council and Highways. I think it really, we must have somebody based, or rather an agency based in Exmouth itself, to be undertaking that, because if there was extensive flooding, access to Exmouth itself might be restricted. So that must be Exmouth based.
Yeah, I understand. I read that too, but I've had clarification, but I will ask Councillor Rad if you mind actually updating us on that.
Yeah. That will be undertaken by Street Scene.
Oh, right.
Thank you. Any other questions at all? In that case,
the points Councillor Wright brought up, is that included in this?
Is the
area behind the scale height included in this?
No, this application is only in respect of Alexander Terrace and the Esplanade. But I think what we can do is obviously make a comment that with this application, we can ask the clerk if you'll just send through to say that we've noted that the asbestos at Campdown Terrace, and that it should be removed as soon as possible, as it's a safety issue for the members of the public. I'd ask her if she would send an email on that basis to the planning department. Because if you're actually in private premises and you find asbestos, it has to be removed within very strict guidelines and very quickly, because of members both of the public and for any employed people. So therefore, I'm surprised actually by what Councillor Ragg has said, that it's still outstanding, because I've seen it, and certainly, you know, I've been in premises where there has been asbestos and it has to be removed because it can obviously cause serious medical conditions for both public and staff if they're working there. So I'm happy to ask Sue if she'll just raise that point with them, but it won't be part of this planning application because we're only discussing this particular part, junction. Okay. So I'm happy to propose approval for this particular application, certainly with the added information that we've had from Councillor Ragg. Have I a seconder for that? Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. That's carried. Thank you, Ollie.
Thank you.
So I'm going to move on to the agenda. The minutes of the meeting held on the 28th of May 2019 have been circulated. Is your wish that they're signed as a true record of the last meeting? Sorry, Councillor Coyle.
I just want to make a comment. I missed the meeting because I was informed by the office that the meeting had been cancelled. By the time I discovered that it had not been cancelled, I'd made alternative arrangements.
That's fine. I'll note that. This was the email that went around because I rang in.
That's fine.
Thank you, Councillor Toyle. We'll make sure you're recorded and apologise. Decoration. I've got item three, but. Is that item three? So, that is three then. Yeah. Okay. Is that my agenda's not quite close? Decorations for pecuniary interest and dispensations. Members wishing to declare any interest that they have on the agenda, I have to declare two, both with respect to the street trading licences. I need to declare an interest in the application from David Marsden in respect of Xmas Pride, as my employer at Xmas Mimpson Hospice Care usually take part. And I need to declare a pecuniary interest in respect of the application by Lucy Hancock for Exmouth Hospice Care in respect of the Manor Gardens for Saturday the 6th of July for the Hospice Care Family Fun Day, because again they are my employer and therefore any money raised does go towards the organisation. Councillor Humphreys.
I need to declare an interest concerning Exmouth.
Any other interest in any other of the items on the agenda this evening? Thank you. There are no items of urgent business. So, first of all, oh, we've got one item of urgent business, sorry. We've got notification of a street trading application received. An application from Dennis Gover with regard to the Strand Gardens on Saturday, the 29th of June, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's an application for the Armed Forces Day, 20 to 40 various stalls, some trading, including military charities, games, crafts, and clothing. Has anybody got any comments they wish to make regarding this particular application? Councillor Toy.
I suppose we should try to ensure that all drinking vessels are replaceable or reusable.
Yeah, good point.
Part of our plastics policy.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The only comment I have is that I have received representations from some of the businesses by the Strand that were concerned that some of the trade stalls were actually competing with them and were actually sited very near to their establishment and were selling similar food. I don't think they were trying to stop it. I think they were just feeling that perhaps they could have been placed a bit further away from their particular establishments. Well, I've got no particular issue with Armed Forces Day. It's always a very good event. And it's always well stewarded. So I think we're fine there. Thank you. Determine applications under delegated powers. Litlam tree application 19-1030-3 application, King Craig, 11 Cranford Avenue, T491 Holm Oak, crown reduction to retain a tree with a height of 16 metres and a crown spread north to south of 20 metres and east to west of 14 metres. We have not received the tree report as yet and therefore, as this does not need the limit date, it's the 9th of July, I suggest we defer to the meeting of the 24th of June, but I'll ask the Litlam representatives if they're happy that it's deferred. Councillor Humphreys?
Madam Chair, Councillor, I'm happy to.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
you. So we'll defer that to the 24th of June meeting. Thank you. And then we consider the planning applications. Firstly, Brixton Moor 19, the 09584. This is a deferred item from the previous meeting. Land adjacent to 157 St John's Road. Erection of detached dwelling. We've had no comments from statutory consultees or representations. However, following the meeting last time, we did send an email to East Devon District Council, and I trust you've all had that circulated to you by the clerk. So, Brixton, Cherry, do you want to?
We're not very happy with Stuart's son, Anton. I thought it was rather simple to ask a legitimate question. And he said a line in due course and he posted, but last seen hasn't been posted, has it?
But it. Tree officer Stuart Baker was making a point that if we were concerned about the trees, then we should say whatever our recommendation is subject to the tree officer's report and our concerns if we feel the trees are going to be damaged by the build or anything like that.
I think the point he was making too is that the fact he can't comment on every development and trees on a development, and therefore he wouldn't have capacity to, and neither is it his role to. So I think if we have issues concerning trees, then what we need to do is either approve or we refuse, and then we put the reasons for that objection in with the actual decision we make.
Well, reading through what they said they were going to do, that's elevate the house over some of the roots and that. I would have thought that that would have been worthy of him going and having a look and making sure it was being done properly.
I don't disagree with you, but I think he was making the point of principle that he can't comment on every development that has trees, and it's not his role to do so. So I think we here have either got to make a decision that we're going to either approve or we refuse, and that we put the reasons in those reasons has got to include the concerns you have with the roots of the trees.
And it has been to the site previously, hasn't it?
Yeah, he has been to the site previously, as you stated.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to take the Brixton and Councillors first, as I usually do. So, Councillor Cahill, next.
Thank you, Chairman. I actually proposed acceptance at the last meeting. Is that proposal still not carried? Because all we did was say that we were going to defer.
No, you'd have to make a new proposal this evening. Because the result was it was proposed and seconded for deferral. So therefore this evening we have to make a decision whether you're approved. It's a different decision that you're making, so therefore it would need...
Based on Stuart's comments about trees and listening to Councillor Humphreys when he talked about tree roots, and he knows more about trees than I do, I'm sure that the developer of this site would not be actually laying footings across roots or close to roots, and I'm sure that a building inspector would give appropriate advice and so on for planning. So I would still like to propose that we accept.
Okay, thank you. How about a seconder for accepting this proposal?
Can I just speak to them?
Yeah, I'm just asking for a seconder first. Is there any seconder for this? No.
I'll second it.
You'll second it, okay, thank you. Right, Councillor Ross. Councillor Rosser.
I view a horticulturist's report, and it seems very comprehensive, and it seems to me that if the plans are adhered to, those trees will be well protected.
Okay, thank you. Max
Curse? Yeah, I've read the tree report as well. On page 2, he's saying that the three oaks are going to need to be pruned back 3 metres to reduce the canopy overhang the footprint of the building. So it must suggest to me that the roots are going to be under that building. If they're going to have to cut the trees back 3 metres to reduce the canopy over to the footprint of the house. But I don't know, because the trees, we haven't had a report from the council tree guide.
No, and that, I mean, we can make this subject to a tree officer's report, if that's what we want to do. Or we can, when I put it to the vote, I'll see what the result of that vote is. But I think what we need to do is, as there's a concern about the trees, we obviously do need to put
some narrative to whether we object or whether we actually approve it, so that we can actually highlight the issue that you've raised, because obviously there's concern about these trees. So I mean, I'm taking that on board. So I mean, we could approve it, but then say that subject to the tree officer's report, because of our concern, as you said, about the pruning of the trees and whether this will affect the actual trees. We can put that on as a.
I'm just reading, because on another application, there was a report of the tree from the tree guy saying he was refusing that application, rejecting it, because the trees would need to be pruned, and that would put pressure on the owner of the house to keep regularly pruning. The pressure would always, the temptation would always be there to just take a bit more off, a bit more off, a bit more off, until there was nothing left there. And I can't see why this is any different to this.
Well, they're TPO'd, I think, and this isn't TPO'd, does it? These trees haven't got a TPO on, I think. I think the trees that we're talking about today are not got TPO'd on, as far as I'm aware. I mean, when we looked into it before, it didn't actually say they were TPO'd. Whereas the application that you're referring to, it did have a TPO on it, which means that the actual tree officer has to make has to go and look to see whether it's affecting the TPO in any
so
way.
These trees happen?
No, there's TPO and the T1 is a TPO, isn't it?
But they're not.
But that's not talking about.
No.
The other side.
So, but if there was a TPO on any tree, then that would obviously, if it's going to affect it in any way, then the tree officer would have to go and have a look at everything else. But because there aren't any TPOs on these trees, I mean, I don't, you know, they must either they've never been looked at or for some reason they're not. But they're not TPO'd though, since it's been. So they obviously weren't of a. What I'm saying is they weren't obviously not a tree that he felt needed to have a TPO on. You know, because otherwise I'm sure if he visited and did the survey, then he would normally recommend that. So, I mean, I think, you know, we can obviously put our concerns in as an addition and ask for a tree officer's report. Obviously, East Devon District Council will make their own decision at BMC or delegated decision. So I've got a proposed for approval. I've got a proposal and a seconder for approval, subject to a tree officer's report.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Any abstentions? No, thank you. That's carried. Okay. Now move on to Halston Ward. Application 19, Leak 1121 full. 123 Byron Way, construction of two-storey rear extension and additional side extension over existing. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Toy?
Yes, this is a tricky one. The neighbours on one side are very concerned that the wall would be extremely close to their own garage wall, about 200 millimetre gap, so there'd be no way of being able to maintain that wall. And of course, they're also concerned that debris falling between the two wouldn't be clear, and there would be a damp problem. What is that? What appears, what purports to be a garage, is actually a sort of a cheap lean-to structure there. It's not actually an extension there. So the thing's got to be built from the ground upwards. So I might, and because of this problem about being so close.
Can I just ask for clarification that you've got the right application? You're not talking about 53 Holly Mount, are you? The next one?
Byron.
Okay. Because the one for 53 Holly Mount, Okay. No, it's all right. It's just that obviously that sounded to me like, because I've been to Holly Mount, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that is that two-story, that extent so-called garage. It's not garage. And also, although they're proposing there's some means of access right through, it doesn't also guarantee that access will be available in future. And in case of fire, there is no back access or anything. So I think it's I don't think it is. And it's a very small plot. There is a garage to the rear. Their main garage is to the rear, but it's not used. Now, if you remove that garage, then you wouldn't be interfering much with the footprint. If you started doing something to the rest of it and made it any bigger, then you would be interfering with the footprint. That would be overdevelopment of the site. As far as the front porch is concerned, that's not a problem. In most of the other extensions like this in that road, they've been forced to put the extensions about a metre or two back from the main front line of the building. But that's not done in this particular case. I wonder why that particular policy applies in that area. Most of the extensions are not at a setback from the main front line of the building. So this one's somewhat unusual too. But because of the proximity to the garage, I don't think there should be, and you know, if it was modified maybe, but as it stands, I would propose refusal.
That's existing.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to say, I have looked at this property, but the problem I had, that the distance between them, in light of recent planning applications, where we've had a very, even narrower than that, as you're aware, when they've gone right to the boundary, and they've been passed at East Devon, although we've refused them here.
Well, the people who are affected are going to refuse access to their land to do it. So that's going to create a problem for them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fine.
You know, they'd have to trespass on their land to attend to it.
Yeah. So you're actually proposing refusal on the basis of overbearing on the adjoining property?
Yeah, something like that.
An access to the property. Okay, do you second for that?
Yeah.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis it's overbearing and obviously affects the adjoining property. All those in favour? And against? Abstentions? Thank you. So that's refused. Next application is 19B1105 Full, 53 Hollymount Coast. Construction two-storey side extension. No comments from statutory consultees, but we do have representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, three representations. One from the current owner and one each from the prospective owners of the next door 52 Hollymount Close. They're concerned that the extension will feel and look overpowering to number 52 and that access to the side of their garage will be restricted. Thank you.
This is why I thought perhaps this is...
I've got this mixed up with the other one.
This
is the one that all those previous arguments would apply to.
Yeah, that's what I thought when
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This one is no very problem. So, There's a nice gap.
That's what I thought when I said I'd been up and thought it was okay.
Yeah.
So are we going back to the last one then? And
Can I retract that?
Retract. I thought that was okay.
Yeah, this one is.
So you actually want to approve the last one?
This one approved. Yeah, there's a nice gap between the garage and the.
Yeah, that's
and
why I said when I said to you, I thought this was the wrong one.
It's not too. The only thing is that wall shouldn't be any overlooking from the wall on that side extension.
Yeah, well, the problem I've got is it was proposed and seconded for a refusal, and the majority of this committee accepted refusal. So if we want to change that, we're going to have to go back and start again. And you're proposing approval now.
Approval, yes.
So are you happy to change what you would?
No.
Okay. So, last second approval, because it's proposed and seconded for approval, and this is the one we said previously, which was 19, Leaf 1121, 123 Byron Way. All those in favour of approval, please show.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. All those against? One, two. Abstentions? Two. So that's
approved.
Yeah. I thought that's what I was
saying.
Right, okay, Brian. So, carry on with what you were saying for 53 Hollymount Close. It's exactly what you were saying for the previous one, is it?
It's Hollymount Close.
Which is what I thought was the problem, because I've been to Hollymount.
Yeah. It's no problem. There's a nice gap between the two properties.
Yeah, but not for Hollymount. The Hollymount is the one that's next door.
Yeah.
Right, so you're proposing refusal for 53 Hollymount?
Yes, this is the one where, yes, this is the one that's too close.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you on this because I've been seeing this.
Yeah, the argument says I.
Yeah, I'm happy to support refusal on this. Okay. So proposed and seconded for refusal.
on the basis that it is overbearing and it restricts the access to the adjoining property. All those in favour? Against? Right, moving on to Town Ward, Ashley Road, 19/1088 full, 31 Ashley Road, construction of rear extensions, balcony and terrace, additional roof lights and provision of cladding. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations. We have nobody from Town Ward here, so I think we'll have to look at the plans, Ron, please. We can look at the location plan to see what 31 will be on the left-hand side.
Backs onto the
park. So back onto the park should do, because it was in Austin before.
It's no location plan.
So it's not overlooking anybody. Because it's on the...
That's Marple Hill here.
Yeah. Rear extension, yeah. So, yeah, so it's backing onto the park.
And
so
it's slightly forward of next doors, actually.
Yeah. Mm. So, and it's going to be more than... Because there's a few up there have had this done, haven't they? 30-something else has had a decking in. Okay, I'm happy to propose approval. Is there a seconder for approval, please? Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application in Town Ward is 19/1028 full, The Grove. Installation of new external bar to front garden and public house with associated cellar space and covered seating area, beach hut, close brackets, rebuild front porch. We have received a comment from the Environment Agency, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the Environment Agency state that whilst they would normally have no in principle objections to this type of development in this location, in this situation the proposal will undermine the ability to deliver the Exmouth flood defence scheme in its location. The intention to install a floodgate in the vicinity of the Grove Public House would not be possible if the works associated with this application are able to proceed. Therefore, we object to the development as submitted. Thank you. It is floodgate 6 and 7, by the way.
Yeah. In view of the comments from the Environment Agency, I propose refusal. Have I a seconder for refusal? Thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal in view of the comments from the Environment Agency and the fact that it would actually not be possible to continue with the application regarding the Exmouth Flood Defence Scheme. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe and Raleigh Ward, application 19/1040 variance, electricity substation, green close, removal of condition 3 of the planning permission, 12/2246 full, to allow independent use of garage store and vehicle access from 42 Moorfield Road. We have received representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, one from Environmental Health, who do not foresee any environmental health pollution issues. There is, however, one representation. They object to the removal of condition 3, as it may lead to an application to change the use of the garage store to another usage. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cullis?
Yeah, I see no problem with condition 3, really. It's to stop them doing further development on the site. They've got their garage, they want it, so they should be happy with that.
So are you approving the variation?
No, I'm rigid.
So you're refusing the variation? Right. Is there a seconder for that? Thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Those against? Abstentions? So that's carried, so that's refused. Next application is 19/0991 full, 21 Drakes Avenue. Construction of two-storey side extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees or representations. Councillor Cullis? Thank you. Seconder for that, please. Thank you.
That's the Australian one.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour?
Yeah. On the website, upside down.
Thank you. Next application is 18/2261 full, 198 Withycombe Village Road. Proposed new dwelling, Updated site-specific flood risk assessment as the amended plan for consultation. We have the comments we made ourselves in 2018 and also comments from Councillor Gazzard together with representations. I'll ask Sue to summarise the comments made.
Yes, when we met on the 29th of October last year, 2018, we had no objections subject to environmental health and South West Water's conditions being met. Councillor Gazzard has re-looked at this application now, still wishes to object to the application on the grounds of overdevelopment on the site, and that if a survey has not been done, he requests a survey to be undertaken as a matter of urgency, as he is reliably advised that bats visit this open space at present on a regular basis. And also requests that, should it be approved, that an electric point is put in if the application is approved for an electric vehicle. And there were, however, four representatives in respect of the original application who objected. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Curse?
The tree officer wanted refusal for that, but I think, was it approved?
The tree officer made some comments. If you just bear with me, I'll just have a look at the date for you. Yes, the tree officer made some comments on the 29th of November, stating that there is a large tree in the vicinity of the building plot, and made some suggestions which the applicant actually has adhered to. So those conditions have been met as far as the tree officer is concerned.
I would still recommend views because it's right next to the river, the stream there. I reckon if Steve's concerned about bats or bird bats, I think you need to recover. And there's an indoor bit of green space there is around there. If that gets built on, there'll be nothing there.
Okay. I take it in following Councillor Gazzard's comments that you wish to object to the application on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site and also the fact that it's been said that there may be bats visiting the site, so it needs a habitat report. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Just some clarification. Is this the one that's over the little bridge at Withington Village Road?
Yes, down behind the garages.
Yes.
Yeah, the one we were concerned about before, really.
Thank you. Well, I would like to object to this because a little bridge is a little bridge for cars. I can't see the amount of earth that can be removed from that site. That little bridge is the only way they can get in and out, which has caused great delays of traffic and probably damaged the bridge beyond repair, I imagine. And I think the site is extremely steep. I think shoehorning a house in there is just verging on ridiculous, in my opinion, so I would be against it.
Thank you.
I think there's some more logical reasons apart from that.
No, I think the overdevelopment and also the fact that they've obviously got to have a survey. If there's bats been seen, it'll need a habitat survey anyway. So
thank you.
We can obviously make a point of Steve's point about an electric point as a rider. So proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of overdevelopment of the site and also the need to establish whether there is bats on the site. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? No, thank you. Now we'll move on to items for consideration. Firstly, an application, street trading application. Application from Dave Marsden regarding Exmouth Pride and Manor Gardens. The application is for 19 trade stalls for Exmouth Pride event. A map of the trading site is attached for information. Has anybody got any observations they wish to make? I'd only say it's an established event that's been held a number of years. Councillor Bailey.
I move approval. It's always a well-run event and a great popular.
There's not been any problems, so. Yeah. Councillor Coogan.
It's not closing the gardens off to the public at all, is it?
No.
It's not like
they don't charge to come in or anything. It's open to the members of the public. and they can go through.
Sure.
Okay, so we've got no observations of that. And the second, the renewal of the strict trading application for Mr. Richard Sturdy, ex-Valley Pizza Company, location Bearsey below, which is a renewal of an annual trader, which has got obviously Collerton and Lipstone. But the one we're concerned about is MPS Glazing Car Park, Exmouth, which is every Thursday, 5 till 8. And again, it's an application for a mobile catering van selling pizzas. And again, there is a map of the trading site was attached for information. Anybody got any comments? Councillor Callister?
I've been up there a few times and I've never seen any problems. It does get super busy, there's plenty of car park space, and he makes nice pizza.
Councillor Bailey?
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
Okay, so there's no problem with that one. Okay, the next one is Lucy Hancock from in respect of Manor Gardens for the 6th of July. This is for Hospice Cares Family Fun Day, which is 20 trading stalls, including food, clothing, book and crafts. The applicant has arranged additional bins through the street scene department to ensure public bins are not affected and the area is clean and tidy after the event. Again, a map of the trading site was attached for members' information. This used to be held in the Strand. We've just moved it from the Strand to the Manor Gardens, well, really for safety reasons for the children that usually attend. Councillor Bailey?
Move approval on that. It's a very, very popular cause and it's very well supported in the town.
Thank you. Everybody okay? Councillor Bailey?
Just the usual stipulation about reusable glasses to drink.
Yes, yeah. We have actually stated that in the item, but most of the catering is obviously done by Bumble and Bee, because that's part of the condition of you having them in Manor Gardens other than. So we could say the same about the Pride event, we just say about the single use garden event. Okay. Right, thank you. Items of information, appeal notification, construction of two detached dwellings and garages, seeking approval for access and layout as a matter of appearance, landscaping at Garstock Hayes, Old Bystock Drive, just to let you know that the appeal has been made against East End District Council's decision, I said to object, isn't it? Left it as grant, but it's to refuse planning application. Refuse planning permission. So that has been ongoing. Tree preservation order, land at or adjacent to 198 Withercombe Village Road, which we were just discussing. And this is exactly as I said, he's now actually issued a tree preservation order on the tree that we saw that Sue mentioned in that report. So that's how it works. If he goes and he sees a tree that he feels should have a TPO on, then he would put one on it. So that clarifies.
Can I take it from that he saw the trees?
Yeah.
On top of St. George Road. He's not considered those worth.
Yeah. Except for the one that's already got a TPO on. But he obviously went and visited it, and
in the last few months.
No. But he obviously knows the site and he knows the trees. Which is why on this one he obviously went and thought, that needs a TPO on, so he brings it back and puts a TPO on it.
Okay.
All right. And then the planning decisions, there was one that we had no objection and it was refused by East Devon District Council. And if you look up on the website, it was actually refused due to light and overlooking for the adjoining property and not enough with the light. We had quite a few of these applications where we've discussed about light, and it's always been a bit sort of dubious which way you go on a lot of these applications, and I know we've discussed this quite fully on a couple of them, but that was the reason that East End District Council refused this particular application. So the others we were spot on, well done team. So there being no other items on the agenda, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.